First up, the numbers. 200 fighter jets, 12,000 troops, 70,000 doves, 70,000 balloons, all part of a massive military parade Thursday in the Chinese capital of Beijing. It was the first one since President Xi Jinping came to power in 2012. He unexpectedly announced that China's military would be reduced by 300,000 troops, bringing it down to about 2 million total. For comparison, the U.S. military has 1.4 million troops. But China does plan to continue increasing its military spending on high-tech equipment. All this comes at a time of international and economic tensions. A lot of global concerns are focused on China.
A technicolor show of force. China boldly displaying new high-tech weapons of war. The world's largest military presented as a force of peace and stability, as China remains locked in territorial disputes with many Asian neighbors and key U.S. allies, including Japan. The parade's timing, 70 years after Japan's World War II defeat, analysts say is no coincidence.
China knows very well that the eyes of the world will be watching this military parade, and the eyes of the world will be looking very closely at military capabilities through this parade.
The People's Liberation Army, or PLA, revealing many weapons kept hidden from the public until now. Long-range missiles, known as carrier killers, capable of sinking ships, which could neutralize U.S. naval power. Attack drones, heavier and more sophisticated than ever. All of it made in China. President Xi Jinping is promising a peaceful road ahead.
China will never be aggressive. Will never invade other countries, will not impose on other countries what it has gone through.
Every channel in China ordered to play programs about past wars that killed millions of Chinese, state media crediting communist troops for the victory, when in fact nationalist KMT troops bore the brunt of the losses. This really upsets me, says this 96-year-old KMT veteran. The Communist Party's propaganda blinds and fools many people. Spectacular display, a huge inconvenience for those who couldn't leave their homes or even open windows during the parade, but some Beijingers didn't seem to mind. We just have to sacrifice for this kind of parade, says this state worker who hasn't been able to drive her car. Traffic restrictions and factory closures dramatically reduced Beijing's notorious air pollution, leaving skies parade blue. A perfect day to show off to world leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin, noticeably absent the U.S., U.K., Australia, and Japan.